This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
This devotional comes out of John 11:35, in which it states, "Jesus wept." This is the shortest verse in the Bible, yet it carries so much power with it. Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus just passed away, and he has now been in his tomb for several days when Jesus arrives. In verse 33, it says, "When Jesus saw her," Mary, "weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled, so much so that he too wept." Now, there's a tradition in our family, and right before football season starts, Erin, my sister-in-law, and I get a talking to from someone else in the family, not mentioning any names. Well, we are not permitted to know the score or peek at the score of the Kansas City Chiefs game prior to watching the game, which sometimes I do. I'm not going to throw Erin under the bus, but sometimes I do. And again, it's a tradition where we get the talking to every year. But for me, it helps me enjoy the game a lot more because I know the outcome. I can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Why am I telling you all of this? Jesus, too, knew how the outcome would be with him raising Lazarus from the dead. Jesus, knowing all things, knew that Lazarus was just asleep and that he would wake up or come back to life. But yet, just prior, Jesus wept. Jesus was deeply moved, and in the New King James Version, it says that he groaned in spirit and was troubled. In the Amplified, it says that Jesus was deeply moved in spirit to the point of anger at the sorrow caused by death. What a beautiful window into just another part of who Jesus is, his character. He loves deeply, filled to overflowing with compassion to the point of weeping for what seemed at the time to everyone else to be lost. You might be thinking that Jesus had a relationship with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They were his friends. Yeah, that's true, but let me share with you another example into his character, and that's in Luke 7:11 through 17. Jesus went to a town called Nain, and he approached the town gate, and there was a dead person that was being carried out, and it was the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And so basically, there was a widow who, when you're a widow, you don't have a husband. You lost your husband. And then she just lost her only son. So she had no one. And this was huge. She lost all of the men in her life. And in that day, that was very detrimental. But in verse 13, it says, "When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, 'Don't cry.'" And then in the next few verses, Jesus raised her only son from the dead. So what about us, believers in Christ, Christians who have the same power, love, compassion pulsing throughout our veins through the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us? We're made in the image and likeness of God. We have his attributes and characteristics and should have his character too, and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let us not forget this powerful display so we too can be imitators of Christ to a very hurting and dying world. May we be filled to overflowing with love and compassion for those around us, so they too can see resurrection power happen in their own life. Looking at the example that we have seen through Jesus, he was able to show compassion and weep with those who wept, even though he knew what he would eventually do, raise Lazarus from the dead. Think about your own life and those you come in contact with. Are there times where you need more compassion? Ask the Holy Spirit for his heart to see what he sees, and he will answer. I know that when we have his heart and see from his perspective, that resurrection power will be demonstrated and miracles will truly happen.
If you're looking for some extra devotional tools for this topic, please check out our free resource page. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.